פייג' מ"ו עמוד בייס. תנו רבנן. In something like 15 lines, 15 lines before the end of the page, in the middle of the line, it's written Tanu Rabanan. Tanu Rabanan, it's a braita. Haroe kane b'chalom, a man that saw a reed in his dream. Yetzape lechokhma, he should expect wisdom. Shenemar, that it's been said, kene chokhma. Kene chokhma, kene means by. Chokhma it's wisdom, but kane also it's a reed. Kene it's by, kane it's reed. So it's the same letters, it's teaching us about that. Kanim, but if he sees a lot of reeds, yetzapeh lebina, he should accept bina. Bina is another way of wisdom, called understanding. Shenemar, that it's been said, uvechol kinyanecha kene bina, with all of your abilities, with all of the things that you have, you should buy bina with it. So kinyanecha means your reeds, kanecha, kinyanecha, all of your reeds, you should buy bina, understanding. Means you should pay as much as you can to buy wisdom, as much as you can. If you don't able to learn alone, you should pay for a tutor, for a teacher to sit and teach you, whatever you can give to learn wisdom. If you haven't done Kabbalah yet, you need to pay whatever you have for a Kabbalist to sit with you all night, every night, to teach you Kabbalah.
I'm sorry, Nun Bob Ramadet.
Alright. Very good. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera said, Kara, if he saw Dla'at, means pumpkin, Kora, or the palm hearts, I said, yes? Libata dekel, kira it's wax, kanya that it's reeds, it's kene, I think it's not kene soup, I think it's like the kene of maybe kene sukar, sugar reed or something like that, I'm not sure. Kulhu malu lechelma, all of those signs are good signs for a dream. La Briut. Tanya, a Braita, a new Braita. En Marin Dluin. Do not let the man see pumpkins in his dreams. Ela lemi shehu yere shamayim bechol kocho. Just only to the one that is from, he's got fear from heaven with all of his power. Okay. Why pumpkin? What's so important in pumpkin? Not the vegetable itself, just the letters of the word deluin. Pumpkins means dalu'ain. Dalu'ain means rise their eyes to the sky, expecting for Hashem Yitbarach. They're wishing for Hashem Yitbarach. This is why it's a good sign, because actually the man is showing to him that he is expecting Hashem. Haro'e shor b'chalom, a man that sees a bull in his dream, yashkim b'yomar, he should say that verse early as he can in the morning. Bechor shoro hadar lo. The first bull that's gonna born, it's his glory. It's been said about Yosef Atzadik that he's gonna have a strong power like the bull to conquer, to achieve important things in his life. Kodem shikadmeno pasuk acher, before that another verse is gonna jump into his mouth, into his thoughts, to say ki yigach shor et ish, if the bull gores a man, chas v'shalom, we don't want him to interpret the dream in that way. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita, חמישה דברים נאמרו בשור. Five things been said on the bull when you see him in the dream. האוכל מבשרו. If you see yourself eat from his flesh, מתעשר. From his meat, מתעשר. You're gonna be rich. נגחו. If you saw that he was goring you, הביאן לבנים שמנגחים בתורה. You're gonna have boys that gonna learn Torah like they should. Gores each other while learning Torah. Means like in war of Torah, arguments of Chavruta. It's a good dream. Neshacho, but if the bull bite him, Yisurin ba'im alav. Suffering gonna come on him. Be'ato, if the bull kicked him, דרך רחוקה נזדמנה לו. He's got a long way that he should go to. רחבו, he was riding the bull, עולה לגדולה, achieving greatness, coming to greatness. So the Gemara has got a קושיה on that, והתניא, but it's written in another ברייתא, רחבו מת. If you saw yourself riding, so it's a sign that he's dead. If a man saw himself riding on a bull, so it means that he's gonna die. So the Gemara is answering, Lo kashya, there is no difficulty in it. Haderachiv hu letora, here it's when you are riding on the bull. Haderachiv tora ledide, here is when the bull is riding on the man. If a man see himself carrying a bull on his back and the bull is riding on him, he should be scared a little bit. הרואה חמור בחלום, a man sees a donkey in the dream, יצפה לישועה, he should expect salvation. שנאמר, that it been said about the Mashiach, הנה מלכך יבוא לך, here the king is going to come to you, צדיק ונושהו, a righteous man that been saved, ani pur verochev al chamor, and riding on a donkey. So you see that the donkey is the salvation. Haroe chatul b'chalom, a man sees a cat, Jerusalem cat, in his dream. Be'atra dekaru le. So it depends in the place. If it's Jerusalem cat, there is one interpretation. If it's England cats, if it's from London, if it's a London cat, so it's something another interpretation. So if they're calling it Shunra, Shunra means in Aramaic, Na'aset lo Shira Na'a, he's gonna have good song. Because shunra, it's like shunra, like shun, like the shira. Ra means nice. Shinra, but in a place that they're calling the cat shinra, not shunra, naselo shinui ra, becomes to be something bad. Something bad gonna happen to him. Shinra, it's shinui, change. Ra means lera, to a bad. Haroe anavim b'chalom, if someone sees grapes in his dream. Levanot, if the white means green, pale. Ben bizmanan, if it's in their time. Ben shelo bizmanan, and even if it's not in their times, yafot, so it's good. Good sign. Shchorot, but if the grapes are black, means dark. Bizmanan yafot. So if it comes in the time, so it's beautiful. Shelo bizmanan, but if they're black and it's not their time to be black, ra'ot. So it's a bad sign for him. Haroe sus lavan b'chalom, a man that saw a white horse in his dream. Ben benachat, or if the horse is walking calmly, slowly, benachat. Ben beraduf, or that he is running. Yafelo, it's good for him, it's a good sign. Adon, but if he saw a red horse, Benachat, Yafe, if he's going quietly, so it's a good sign. Beraduf, Kashe. But if he sees that horse running, chasing, it's a bad sign. Haroe Yishmael Bachalom. A man that sees Ishmael in his dream. Ishmael means like a Bedouin, a merchant Ishmaeli. Merchant Ishmaeli. Socher Ishmael. Ishmael Bachalom. Tefilato Nishmaat. So his prayer gonna be answered. This is the meaning of the word Ishmael. God gonna listen, gonna hear you. Vedavka, but only if he saw Ishmael ben Avraham, the Ishmael, the son of Abraham himself. Aval tay'a be'alma, but just an Arabic person, just a Bedouin, lo, it's not a sign that his prayer is going to be answered. So, what? How are you going to know the difference? Nice. Maybe he was blonde, Ishmael, the son of Abraham. So, if you saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and you had a mamash, an itgalut, that you know that this is the son of Abraham, Ishmael, so it's a good sign that your tefillah been accepted. But his children, his donkeys, they don't have that ability anymore, that their prayers are being answered. Like we learned, they're not praying, they're braying, like the donkey that he brays. Okay. Haroe Gamal Bachalom, a man that saw a Gamal camel in his dream. Mitanik Nesalo Minashamaim, so it's a sign that he should have died as punishment from heaven. Vehitziluhu Mimena, but actually they saved him. Gamal, a camel, means Hashem Gamal, Gamal Imo Chesed. Means had mercy on him, saved him from something. Amar Rabbi Chama be Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Maikra, what is that? Which verse is that verse that is teaching us that a camel is a sign for saving the man from death? The verse is saying, Anochi ered imcha mitzraima. Hashem promised to Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to go with you to Egypt. Ve'anochi a'alecha gam alo. And I'm going to save you. Gam alo, it's like gemalo, his camel. Gam alo, gemalo, his camel. Means I'm going to save you. It's written, I don't remember who said that, maybe the Zohar HaKadosh, it's written, if Am Israel would understand the greatness of Yaakov Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to him, Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma, I'm going to go down with you to Egypt, couldn't understand what to do with themselves, what the importance, the greatness of Yaakov. Hashem is promising to him that he's going with him to Egypt. It's a huge, huge promise. It's a huge, huge promise. Don't be afraid, even when you're going down to Egypt, it's something much, very, very huge. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha. Rav Nachman is connecting the word camel to saving from death from a different verse. Gam Hashem he'evir, Gam Hashem he'evir chatatcha lo tamut. Gam lo, yes. Gam, the first word in the verse. Gam, Hashem e'evir chatatcha. Lo tamut. Gam lo. Lo tamut. This is that camel. Will not gonna die. Haroe Pinchas b'chalom. A man that sees Pinchas ben Elazar in his dream. It's a sign that pele na'asa lo. Wonderful thing gonna happen to you. Like that wonder miracle that been happened to Pinchas. 10 miracles he had, and he becomes to be Eliyahu. Hashem made covenant with him, so it's very good. Haroe pil b'chalom, a man that sees an elephant in his dream. Plaot nasulo, wonders he gonna have. Not one wonder, like if he saw Pinchas, wonders. Pil, pele, pil, wonders. Pilim, if he saw elephants. Pil eplaot nasulo. Huge miracles gonna happen to him. Miracles inside of miracles. V'atanya, but the Gemara is asking, but it's written in a Braita, Kol mine chayot yafin lachalom. A lot of animals, if a man saw them in his dreams, it's a good sign for him. Chutz min hapilu min akof, except of an elephant and a monkey. So how can you say that an elephant, it's wonders? The Gemara is answering, Lo kashya, it's not hard. Hadim sarag, had lo mesarag. Here it's when there is a hukaf saddle on his back. Here it's when he doesn't have a saddle on his back.
Trained,
it's good. Friendly elephant. Friendly cat, you wanted to say? What do you wanted to say, I'm asking?
Camel.
Okay. So, Adim Sarag Adelom Sarag. So, if it's a friendly, if it's Dumbo, the flying elephant, so it's a very good sign for you. Yaakov, what are we going to do with you? You're the only one that is laughing from all of my nonsense. What can we do with you? Mamash, you need a tshuva shlema if you're laughing from all of my nonsense. The rest, I'm very proud of them. I see that they're not aware to all of my shtuyot. They've never been there. But you, Mamash, holding with me in all of the places. Very good, Jerusalem cat, very good. Okay. Haroeh Huna b'chalom. If he sees a man that his name is Huna in his dream, nes naasalo, he gonna have a miracle. The letter Nun in the word Huna is teaching us on the Nun of miracle. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. If he sees two nunim in the name of the person that he dreams about, Nise Nisim Nasulo, miracles he's gonna have, huge, gigantic miracles. Haroeh Hesped Bachalom, if a man sees eulogizing in his dream, Mina Shamaim Chasu Alav Upedauhu, from heaven they had mercy on him and they saved him. Hesped Chasu Upedauhu. This is Hesped. Hashamayim Chasu Alav Upedauhu. It calls Notrikon. Notrikon.
Oh,
is that Notrikon already? No? He didn't tell you that those are Notrikonim? It calls what?
Using words.
Using which part that the Chacham is finding to use. The beginning of the letter, of the words, the end of the words. He's using them.
This is a
Hesped. No, you have Hashamayim. Hesped. Hesped. Chasu. Samech ufeda'uhu. Peda'uhu. But only if he see the eulogizing written, only if he saw the word hesped written. But if actually he saw eulogizing, mamash hesped, he heard people are talking and eulogizing, it's not a sign for him that they had mercy on him and saved him. Ha'oneh, if a man answers in his dream, Yeheh Shemeh Rabbah Mevarach, he hears Kaddish and he's answering, Muvtach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba, it's for sure that he's going to be welcomed to live eternal life in the world to come. A good dream. Hakore Kriyat Shema, if a man sees himself saying Kriyat Shema in his dream, Ra'ui shetishre alav shchina, so he is worthy to have Shechina hovers on him. Ela she'en doro zakai lechach. Just the generation is not worthy for that. Hamaniach tefillin b'chalom. A man that puts tefillin in his dream. יצפה לגדולה, he should expect greatness, שנאמר, that it been said, וראו כל עמי הארץ, and all of the people in the world saw, כי שם השם נקרא עליך וגומר, that the name of Hashem is been called on you, ויראו ממך, and they're going to be afraid of you, means that you're going to grow. ותניה, and it's written in a braita, רבי אליעזר הגדול אומר, רבי אליעזר הגדול is saying, אלו תפילין שבראש, those are the תפילין that you put on your head.
Well, when we learned it yesterday,
yes,
we said that the Zohar Gdula, Yitzhak Gdula, and the person, Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol,
right, wonderful. We talked about it once. There was a story on a group of Hasidim with the rabbi that was sitting together, and there was a thief, a robber, someone that came to the room, and all of them were sitting with the tefillin. And I don't remember exactly what happened over there, but the students were not scaring away the thief, but when the rabbi looked at him, immediately he ran away. So they asked him, what's the difference between us and you? Why he was afraid of you and he wasn't afraid of us? So he told them, because that of the tefillin. So they answered to him, but we also had tefillin on our head. So he said, yes, you had tefillin on your head, but I have tefillin shebarosh, like that it's written here. Tefillin that's in the head. From those tefillin, the goyim are afraid, not from the tefillin that you put on your head. Need to have tefillin in your head, tefillin shebarosh, that inside, that your brain is going to be holy. Like tefillin, from that the goyim are afraid. המתפלל בחלום, סימן יפה לו. If you're praying in your dream, so it's a good sign for you. והנמילה, but it's only when the lo sayem. If you haven't finished your tefillah, means haven't went back three steps and saying, עושה שלום במרומיו. If you see yourself dreaming and keep on praying, perfect dream. But if you finish praying and you see yourself like you finish praying, it's not a good sign. It's not that good sign that the Gemara is talking about. Like I told you once, that actually when a man receives what that he asked for, so it's not a complete thing, it's not a good thing. Because then he feels that he doesn't need Hashem. So it's not right. But when you still haven't received what that you need and you still want Hashem, this is perfect. This is the right way. Always we should want Hashem. If Hashem fulfill all of your wishes, then so finished. All right, thank you. Bye. Okay. הבא על אמו בחלום. A man that sees himself with his mother in his dream, יצפה לבינה. He should expect the wisdom that causes understanding. שנאמר, that it been said, כי אם לבינה תקרא. כי אם, it's if, but it means כי אמא, with the mother, לבינה תקרא, gonna receive the wisdom. הבא על נערה מאורסה in his dream. If a man was in his dream with a woman engaged, יצפה לתורה, he should expect Torah, to receive Torah. We're talking now only if the man that is dreaming on those things is holy. We're talking about clean dreams, not filthy dreams. Like we saw last week, that when that Kofer had the same dream, that's Duki, so we saw actually that it was very bad signs for him. That it been said, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Torah Moshe commanded us, Morasha Keilat Yaakov. Morasha means it's inherit for Am Israel, for Keilat, the community of Yaakov. But Rabotenu said, Al tikri Morasha. Don't say the word Morasha as you should pronounce it. Ela Meorasa, just engaged. Mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu married us when we were in Mount Sinai. It was like that obligation was like that ring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu written ve'emunatcha sevivotecha, that the faith is surrounding you. It's like that ring of the wedding. So actually to be with a woman engaged means in that dream it's a sign for receiving the Torah. הבעל אחותו בחלום, a man that's with his sister in his dream, יצפה לחוכמה, he should expect the wisdom, שנאמר, that it been said, אמור לחוכמה אחותי את, said to the wisdom, you should say to the wisdom, you are my sister. הבעל אשת איש בחלום, a man that's with a woman of his friend, with another man's wife in the dream, מובטח לו שהוא בן העולם הבא. It's been promised for him that he's going to have eternal life in the world to come, because every man in the world have a share in the world to come. And that man, he will have two parts, his own and his friend's part also, someone else's part. So it's a good sign. והנמילה, and this is what that I said before, all of those words are only דלא ידע לה ולא ירהר בה מאורתה. Only if he really wasn't with her, never, not that he's dreaming on his avonot chas v'shalom, ולא ירהר בה מאורתה. And also if he haven't thought about her at all in the evening before that he went to sleep. Like I said before, only if the man is clean and having those dreams, so it can be a good sign for him. But if a poor man have filthy thoughts and is dreaming horrible nightmares like those, so it's not good at all. It's not a good sign.
Orta,
orta, it's evening. Orta, yes. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, "Haroe chitim b'chalom." A man that saw wheat in his dream. Ra'a shalom, he saw peace. Shenemar, that it's been said, Hasam gevulech shalom, Hashem put the borders of yours with peace. Cheleb chitim yasbi'ech, and you're going to enjoy from cheleb fat that's in the wheat. Going to fulfill your will with that. Haro'e se'orim b'chalom, a man that saw barley in his dream, saru avonotav, it's a sign that all of his avonot sins been removed. Shenemar v'sar avonech v'chatatech techupar, sar avonech, all of the sins been removed, v'chatatech techupar, and your sins been, how you say techupar, forgiven, forgiven, atoned. Sar av, the word seorin, it's like sar avon. Seorin, sar avon nech. This is that barley. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, Ana lo salti, I haven't come mi Bavel le'eretz Israel, from Bavel to Eretz Israel, ad dachazai sa'are bechelma. Just only after that I saw barley in my dreams. Because he haven't felt like he deserved to live in Eretz Israel until that he realized that he was mamash, totally clean and perfect. Haroe gefen te'una b'chalom, a man that see vine that have a lot of grapes on it, en ishto mapelet nefalim, his wife is not miscarried. This friend that I told you that I talked to him this morning, he told me an amazing story. He told me that he and his wife for 2 or 3 years they didn't have children, and he wrote before that they had to start treatments, 99 shots a month treatments, very horrible, hard and painful treatment. He sent a letter to the Rabbi, Rabbi Milubavitch, to the Igrot HaKodesh on that, asked him what to do. So he received an answer, congratulations for your pregnancy. And Be'ezrat Hashem, you're going to have good news, and don't worry, and don't listen to the advice of the doctors. And this is it, and this is the amazing letter that they received. After 1 month, they realized really that she was pregnant, with no treatments and nothing. And after a few days, she went to a doctor, a women doctor, and they made checking, and they told her, you're pregnant, but we're sorry, there is no pulse to the ubar, to the baby. So she immediately started to cry, and her husband said, what are we going to do? How can it be? And then the doctor came and said, listen, you have to do grida, you have to remove the baby very fast, that your wife won't have trauma, have to do that procedure very fast as you can. And they were very shocked and didn't know what to do with themselves. And then he remembered that it was written in the letter from the Rebbe, Al takshivu ba'atzat ha'ofim, don't listen to the advice of the doctors. And he refused to do that grida. And he set an appointment for another week after, and they came after a lot of tefillot, a lot of I don't know what. They came after 1 week, and there was pulse and everything. The baby born, his name is Nevo Moshe, baby boy. Everything is perfect. Power of righteous people, power of tzaddikim. So a man that sees a vine that contains a lot of grapes in his dream, and ishto mapelet nefalim, his wife will not going to have miscarriage. Shenemar, that it has been said, ishtecha kegefen poriya, your wife is like a, how you say poriya?
Fruitful
vine. Very nice dream. Soreka, but if he sees soreka, soreka means long branches of vine, very long. Yetzape la Mashiach, he should expect Mashiach. Shenemar, that it been said, Oseri la gefen iro vela soreka bene atono, that the vines of Judah gonna be blessed, and the Mashiach gonna come from his seed, and they gonna build Bnei Atono, all of Am Yisrael gonna surround themselves, surround Jerusalem, and gonna wait for the Mashiach to come, like the vine that is very long, Soreka, all of them gonna be over there when the Mashiach gonna come.
Of the Mashiach?
Maybe this is what I was looking for. Bnei Atono means that we're going to have a lot of weight of grapes to take them on their donkeys to Beit HaMikdash. Haro'e te'ena b'chalom, a man that sees a fig tree in his dream, Torato mishtameret b'kirbo, his Torah going to be protected. Shenemar, that has been said, Notzer te'ena yochal pirya, a man that guards on figs gonna eat their fruits. So you see that figs are coming when we're talking about keeping it. So if you saw figs in your dream, so you're gonna keep your Torah, ochel pirya. Haro'e rimonim b'chalom, a man that saw pomegranates in his dream, Zutre, so if they're small, Pari iske kerimona, so his business is going to multiply like the pomegranate, like the seeds of the pomegranate inside. Rab reve, but if they're big fruits, Rabe iske kerimona, so his business is going to grow like a pomegranate that is one of the biggest fruits of the trees. There are small fruits and there are big fruits, so pomegranate calls a big fruit. Palge, cuts, if he saw pomegranates that been divided, been cut. Im talmid chacham, if he is a talmid chacham, yetzapeh la-Torah, he should expect the Torah, shenemar, that it been said, ashkecha miyayin harekach, I'm gonna let you drink from the wine that have incense in it, me'asis rimoni, from the juice of my pomegranate. So Hashem is promising you that He's going to let you drink from the juice of pomegranates. Ve'im am ha'aretz hu, and if that person is an am ha'aretz, and he still dreams on pomegranates that have been divided, yetzapeh le'mitzvot, he should expect receiving that merit to keep Torah u'mitzvot. For him it's a huge level. She'ne'emar, that it is said, ke'pelach harimon rakatech, like one slice of the pomegranate, your rakah. What's rakatech? This, how you call that? Soft. Temple?
But temple.
Temple?
Right.
Like Mikdash?
Uh-huh. No, like a temple of the head. The soft part of the head.
Soft?
Right here.
Yeah. Okay. But, my rakatech, the Gemara is asking, my rakatech, what it means, rakatech? Afilu reikanin shebach, even the most emptiest people of you, of that nation, Am Israel, mele'im mitzvot karimon. They're going to be full, they are full with mitzvot like the pomegranate. Bachalom, a man that sees olives in his dream, zutre, if they're small, pare verabe, vekai iske kezeitim. His business is going to multiply, going to grow like olives. But it's only peri, but only if he saw fruits. Aval ilane, but if he saw the tree itself, havyan le banim merubim, he's gonna have a lot of boys, and it will not gonna be a sign on his business, just on his children. Shenemar, that it been said, banecha keshtile zetim seviv leshulchanecha, your sons are like the plantings of olives surrounding your table. So if you saw the trees, plantings, the tree itself.
We said that the olive tree has shoots coming out around the, from the roots.
Yes.
So those are the children of the banim of the tree.
Who said so?
The gardeners listed it when we did learn this yesterday.
Okay, I wouldn't say that this is the sign.
No. It says it's stealing. It's stealing. Okay.
Maybe. I never saw I saw them growing, but they're not coming to no result. They're not become to be a new tree in the end. So it cannot be. Ika d'amre, there is another opinion about seeing olive trees in the dream. Roe zait bechalom, a man that saw an olive tree in his dream. Shem tov yotzelo, he's gonna have a good famous name that's gonna be known in the world. Sheneimar, that it been said, zait ra'anan, how you say zait ra'anan? Pleasant olive. Yefe peri toar, is very beautiful with very nice fruits. Kara Hashem Shemecha, Hashem called your name, means that your name is going to be very good. And how you can know that? Because you saw olive tree in your dream. Wonderful. We're going to have a lot more vegetables for tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. Let's read Rashi. What?
Is everything, all the next pages, everything's on dreams? To the end of the...
Yes, yes.
Everything to the end?
I don't know if until the end. No? No, only the end of that. Page Nun Zayin Amud Bet. Need to start planning the Tiyul to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So that mitzvah. Rashi. You want to go? Oh, that you were so insulted that I didn't come to a Baba Sali.
Oh, Baba Sali was wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very good. Baba Sali is very, very sweet. Mamash. Okay. Amen, 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 amen.
Ken? The woman says that came in a dream about a month before before the lulav. She said he saw a sukkah, and then he saw a cover in kesef, and she put the pillar of man also. And then he told to an old man came, and she was a tzaddik, she didn't know who was, and he said Tu crees, in Francais, he said in Sephardi. So after he spoke to someone and said was the Baba Sali, and her last name from before she got married was friend in Sephardi. It means intelligent. Don't think you are intelligent, he says that Sadiq. And that Sadiq was the Baba Sali. That was a real true
dream.
His last name was intelligent, which here is Navon. They changed it and they put Navon.
Navon.
Yeah.
Okay. Ma?
Today is the day you meet Pasha Salman, right?
I don't know.
Is it today?
Yes.
What is the machine?
What?
I'm
just going to go with
that.
No,
but
how
about that?
You know, in the
Parsha?
Yeah.
I think
the
Mashiach
is coming.
And in the Gula Levani. Gula Levani is to give a lot of tzedakah. This is the best gula. Rav Shalom said, if you want never to lack of money, give everything that you have in your pocket and you will never gonna lack of. Do you believe in Rav Shalom?
Everything I got in your pocket, and what?
Yes.
What?
You believe in Rav Shalom because you came with few coins in your pocket, right? If you had thousands of dollars, you wouldn't believe in it. You would?
Lots of stuff.
Billions of dollars, billions of them. Okay, ובכל קנייניך, with everything that you've got, לשון מרובה, אף הוא קנים הרבה, also a lot of reeds. קנה של בינה הוא, reed of understanding it is. קרה, קורה, קירה, קניה, the pumpkin, קרה דלת, pumpkin, כדאמרין על לקמן הרואה דלוין בחלום, like we said in the future, the one that saw pumpkins in his dream, ירא שמיים הוא, his room. לשון דלו עיניי למרום, like that it's been said, דלו עיניי, from the word לאט, דלו עיניי, I raise my hands, my eyes to heaven. קורא, רח הגדל בענפי הדקל, the heart of the palm tree. בכל שנה, every year, כדרך שאר אילנות, like every other kind of trees. ולשנה שנייה, but in the second year, הוא מתקשה ונעשה עץ. It become hard and become to be wood. קירה, שבה, wax, קניה, קנה, a reed. האוכל מבשרו, a man sees himself eat from the meat of flesh of a bull, בחלום, in his dream. בן ברדוף, כשהוא רץ, when he's running, גם עלו, גם עלה, also gonna climb, קרוב לנוטריקון של גמל. It's close to the נוטריקון of the word גמל, camel. פלא נעשה לו, wonder happened to him, כמו שנעשה לפנחס, like that happened with פנחס, כדאמרין בסנהדרין, like that we said in סנהדרין. דמסרג, שיש לו הוקף על גביו, יפה. If he's got a הוקף, saddle on his back of the elephant, it's a good dream. נס נעשה לו, a miracle gonna happen to him, נון כנגד נון. נון equal to the נון. Car is equivalent?
Equivalent.
To the נון. The נון of the word that he saw, a man named Huna, for an example, or Nahum, or Naim, all of those, Naim, so it's good for him to have a miracle. וכגון שראה השם כתוב, but only when he saw the name written. He saw the word Noach, Naim, Huna, חנינה, נונין הרבה, ניסים הרבה. אלא טוב letters נון, אלא טוב miracles you're gonna have. ואני מילה בכתבה, but only when it's written. הכול הוקאי, it's written, it's talking on all of the names that we saw. שראה הונה או חנינה, that he saw הונה או חנינה, או תיבה זו של הספד, or the word eulogizing, כתובה דמש מחסו עליו ופדאו. It means that they may have miracles with him, and they saved him. The lost Yem, that he haven't finished praying, שנאור משנתו קודם שנסתלק, that he woke up from his sleep before that he went away from praying. סימן הוא שסמוך אצל הקדוש ברוך הוא. It's a good sign that he's close to הקדוש ברוך הוא. מובטח לו שהוא בן העולם הבא. It's promised for him that he's gonna have a share in the world to come. ונוטל חלקו וחלק חברו, and he's gonna have his own share and the share of his friend בגן עדן in heaven. דדם אל אשת איש, like a wife of a friend. פלגה, רימונים שנחלקו, pomegranates have been divided. יצפה לתורה, gonna expect the Torah, שנאמר, that it's been said, אשכך מיין הרקח, I'm gonna give you from the juice of pomegranates, היינו התורה, means the Torah, מעסיס רימוני, הנמצץ מן הרימונים, that you can suck from the pomegranates. נכסיו מצליחים, his business gonna succeed, כהדס זה, we're not there yet. We haven't came to that dream of the Hadas. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Yitzhak, so your friend is...